It was a bad, bad day. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So I wouldn't really call it a blowout, because a blowout is when it's just the tire involved, and the tire blows, and you still have the rim. This wasn't a blowout. This was the whole wheel. Yeah, it was a bad day. So it wasn't this gooseneck trailer. This is our new gooseneck trailer. It was my old flatbed gooseneck, and it'd been around a little while. And I was delivering a load of hay to Springdale, Arkansas. About 14,000 pounds or so of hay loaded on this trailer, headed to Springdale. And I'd just gotten on, 5:40, headed up to Springdale, and bebopping on up the road, and I hear, bam! And I look in my rearview mirror, and there is one of my wheels, not tires, wheels, the whole thing rolling up into the woods. That's not supposed to happen, right? Your wheel is supposed to be on the trailer. You get that. So I pulled over to the shoulder real fast, and now obviously it's a tandem axle. This is a dual tandem, but that wasn't a dual, but it was a tandem axle. So I still had one axle with a wheel on that side, so the trailer didn't roll over, which was a blessing, but it was still leaning pretty bad. But I got over to the shoulder, went back there to investigate, never found the wheel, by the way. Went up and searched in the woods. Man, I looked forever in the woods. Who knows where the wheel is? So, if you're in the vicinity of the Rudy exit on 540, if you live up in that area, there's a wheel up there in the woods somewhere right by the freeway, and it's still a good wheel. That was a bad day. So that led to me sitting on the side of 540 for about 5.5 hours waiting for a roadside mechanic. And here's why I had to have a roadside mechanic. I couldn't just put my spare on, because my studs and my lugs were broken. And here's why. According to the roadside mechanic, who I consider a professional, because, that's what he does. He said that most likely the lugs were loose, which led to the disaster that happened on the side of the freeway. The lugs were loose. Now, there's no one who can bear the fault of that but me, right? I can't blame that on anybody else. I had him check the other lugs on the other wheels. One of them was loose too. So almost had a very, very bad day. Just ended up being a bad day. It was almost a very, very bad day. Nobody's fault but me. I failed to check the small things, and that led to a big problem. A failure to take care of the small things led to a big problem. Now, Jesus talked about something like this in Luke chapter 16, verse 10, when he said that being faithful in the small things will lead to bigger things. He also said being unrighteous in the small things means you'll be unrighteous in the bigger things. What does that mean? It means that the small things matter. It means that who you are in the small things matters. So, can I just challenge you today? Think about the small things. Think about the small decisions. Think about the integrity of the small decisions. There's no such thing as a little white lie. Think about the small things. Because the small things matter big. Hey, listen, I love you. And I really appreciate you joining me on the tailgate today. Do me a favor, and right below this video, there's a share button. Can you do me a favor and click that share button? Share this with your friends on your social media feed. Help us get the word out about Tailgate Talks, but more importantly, help us get the word out about Life Word. This ministry is sharing the gospel of Jesus around the world, and it's so important that we make the name of Jesus famous in places where He's not been heard about yet. So help us do that by sharing even this video and all the other mini shows that LifeWord produces. They're all so incredible. And so Help us out by sharing, okay? Hey, I love you. Thank you for joining. You never know where we're going to drop the tailgate next time. And so next week, I hope you'll join us then. And we'll see you then. Have a great week. Until then, I love you. And we'll see you next time.